Congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, we all carry around with us some baggage, don't we? And I'll say a little bit more about the type of baggage that we carry around with us in a few minutes. But I first want to point out that the carrying of baggage in itself is not a bad thing. However, some baggage that we carry can have a good effect on us, while other baggage that we carry around with us can have actually a bad effect on us. I remember it was about a year and a half ago that I had the privilege of being in Israel, part of the pastor's conference there. And I had the privilege of staying in a home just this side of the Valley of Hinnom. And just across from the valley is Jerusalem. And I stayed in the home of a certain street evangelist. And he had asked me to come along with him for several days so that we could do some evangelism, particularly in Jerusalem. And so I had a backpack and a lot of Arab and Hebrew Bibles in my back, on the backpack and in my pockets and so on. And here we went up and down these, and there's nothing flat in Israel, by the way, up and down there. And so we ministered to the Arabs, some of Palestinians as well, and Israelis. But the good thing about it was not only that we were able to distribute some of the works that the people need to know in order to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, but one of the good things personally was that I also lost about 12 pounds during those two weeks. So it had a good effect on me. But it was this past March that I was invited to preach in Florida for two Sundays, and so I booked my ticket with Air Canada and got all my baggage to the airport there. And when I got to the booth, they said, "Oh, sorry, but the plane is overbooked, and so you have to go to that booth over there." So here I run with my baggage to the other booth, and they said, "Sorry, no, plane is full. Go on with my baggage to the other." By that time, I felt there was something in my stomach that just didn't feel right. Later on, I discovered that I had developed a double hernia, and so I needed surgery. Baggage had a bad effect on me at that time. Well, these are just two examples and practical examples that you and I may experience as well. But one of the things I need to say that the baggage that we carry in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will never, ever have a bad effect on any of us. And why is that so? Because the Lord Jesus Christ has and is willing to supply us with what is called a yoke. A yoke in order to carry our baggage. And so we have these words from the Lord Jesus Christ then in our text. And let me read them again for you. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Well, here we have Christ's call to take his yoke upon you. In the first place, let's talk about taking on his yoke. Secondly, learning it of him. And then thirdly, benefiting from it. Now, congregation, when the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about a yoke here, we need to know what a yoke is in a literal sense. A yoke is a special harness made of wood usually and of leather straps that makes it possible to carry a load or to pull a load. A yoke for human beings would be some sort of a wooden frame that would be laid on one's shoulders and would have some leather straps around the chest as well. And such a yoke would then make it possible for you to carry quite a weight. And some of you may have seen these old pictures from the 1800s, some Dutch farmers, and they would have one of those yokes upon them, and they would carry a pail of milk on each side, and maybe some of you have some pictures of that yet. Anyway, that is then a yoke that is laid upon one's shoulders. And in the modern day lingo, we would speak about backpacks, right? Backpacks. And that's also a kind of a yoke as well, because we put stuff in it in order to carry around. A yoke for animals is somewhat different, but still very much similar as well. For yoke for horses, for instance, or for oxen in Bible times particularly, they would consist of a large wooden frame that would have leather straps around the chest and the stomach of these animals. And it would then be tied down nice and snug for these animals. Such a yoke would then enable such an animal or animals together to be yoked together in order to pull a large load or to carry heavy weights. But the secret of such a good yoke was this, that it should not be too loose and that it should not be too tight. Because if it was too loose, it would chafe on the animal and it would hurt the skin and the bones of this animal, and before long such an animal would be out of commission. A loose yoke would make it very troublesome for such an animal to pull a load. But neither should the yoke be too loose or too tight, rather, because that would severely restrict the breathing of this animal, and of course soon that animal would be out of commission again. So a yoke needs not to be too loose, and it should not be too tight. It should fit just right. Well, now, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks here about his yoke. Of course, not in a literal sense, obviously, but in a spiritual sense. And he says, "My yoke is easy." What he means by this is that my yoke fits just right. It is not too loose and it is not too tight. It fits just right. That means that it enables you to carry your burden, your load of burden and your baggage, and carry it well. It makes it possible even for you to enjoy carrying the baggage that has been laid upon you, whatever baggage that might be. Now, this is really what the Lord Jesus Christ means here when he speaks about my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when he speaks of a yoke here, he does not mean, obviously, as I said already, a literal one of wood and of straps, leather straps, but of a spiritual one that he gives when, boys and girls, when does the Lord Jesus Christ place a yoke upon you? When you are born again. That's when he places a yoke upon you. And he gives this spiritual yoke to us because he knows that you and I, as Christians, traveling through this life, we will be carrying some baggage. Some load will have to be pulled. Some burdens will have to be carried. You see, as we journey through our Christian life, we will journey with baggage. We will. That means, therefore, that we should not imagine, as some people do, that as soon as you become a Christian, every burden is taken away from you. You won't have to carry a load. You can just trample along or travel along, hop, skip, and jump. No, that's not the case. There are hills to climb, there are valleys to go through, there are ups and there are downs as well, and we need to recognize that. Well, let's talk a little bit about what are some of that baggage. First of all, some material baggage that we have to carry. Let's speak of it in a positive way first. Perhaps it's the baggage of wealth that you have to carry. Baggage of wealth. This means that you will have to look after your possessions well. This is the baggage that you have to carry through your life, you see. But if you have taken the yoke of Christ upon you, then you will be able to carry such baggage well, and you will be able to do so comfortably, and you will be able to do so in an honorable way to the honor of God. Or perhaps, going the other way, God has given you the baggage or the burden, you could also call it, of a physical handicap. And yes, as I have observed, there are those amongst us who have that, a physical handicap. And that could be of a weak and a frail or a sickly body. And that could be because of an accident, but it could also be because you were born that way. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is very sympathetic towards you in such a condition because he will give you a special yoke to carry that burden. There's no prospect that that burden will ever be taken off of you. It will not be removed, but you are called to carry it. But if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he places that yoke upon you, and you will be able to carry that burden of a weak or a sickly or a handicapped body. And guess what? You'll be able to handle it. You'll be able to handle it. With the carrying of this burden, you see, he also gives the strength to carry it and to carry it throughout your life. And this is why the Lord Jesus Christ says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." That means that he says, "My yoke fits you well, and you will be able to carry your burden." Or perhaps God has given you an emotional or a psychological baggage to carry around through life. Perhaps you have great sympathy for people like women and children, for instance, who are suffering. And you want to carry the burden of their suffering. Perhaps, and of course I do not know you, but perhaps some of you have suffered abuse earlier in your life. And it's become a burden for you at this present stage. Whenever you think of it, it weighs you down. Perhaps you are sensitive to rather negative comments that people make about you, which are totally unfair, of course. We ought not to speak negatively about anyone for that matter. But it has become a burden to you because they are so negative. And such a burden threatens to depress you and make you negative in return. Perhaps your burden is a heavy responsibility that you have towards your family or towards the church, towards the ministry perhaps, towards the studies, or towards the company that you work for or work and have for yourself. And such responsibilities become a burden for you. And it is a certain baggage that you are taking along in your journey into life. But again, if you have taken upon yourself the yoke of Christ, no matter what, my dear brother or sister, young or old, you will be able to carry that burden. You will be able to handle that baggage, you see, because Christ says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." Now, isn't it wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a saving way? That's practical, isn't it? To know the Lord Jesus Christ in a saving way has many, many, many advantages for you and for me. Because by taking his yoke upon us, dear people, we will be able to carry whatever burden we must carry through this life. The yoke of Christ enables us. It's not too loose. It's not too tight. His yoke is comfortable. It fits. In other words, it fits. Now, I should also say something about spiritual baggage that we as Christians have to carry as well. Christ tells us, for instance, that we as Christians, we are to take up our cross and follow him. And therefore, the cross of being a Christian, following Christ, can indeed be a very heavy cross, especially if it comes to being persecuted. Then it becomes the cross of persecution. Nevertheless, and again, this is something that the Apostle Paul makes clear to us. We should not be afraid of this kind of spiritual baggage, because when we take upon ourselves the yoke of Christ, we will be able to bear it. We will be able to bear it. At the same time, as a Christian taught to look in faith at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ and his death and burial and his resurrection, you may be assured that you are released from one particular burden that you don't have to carry at all. Boys and girls, you know what that is? That's the burden of sin. Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he took the burden of sin. When you look to him in faith, he took upon him your burden of sin. You won't have to carry it anymore. You'll have to fight against sin, definitely, but you don't have to carry the burden of sin anymore. Why is that? Because the guilt is removed, you see, and the punishment is taken away. This is one of the great joys of the Christian life, isn't it? That the burden of sin is taken away, or as it is said elsewhere, that the sin is rolled away and it is rolled upon Christ. The Apostle Paul could therefore say in these well-known words in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You will not have to carry that baggage anymore. Isn't that great? Notice yet from our text that Christ says, take my yoke upon you. And there's some emphasis here that we have to pay special attention to, because this is Christ's yoke that he places upon us. His yoke. Because we know that during the days that Christ was on earth and before and also after that, that there were scribes and Pharisees who laid another kind of yoke upon their people. And it was their yoke. It was the yoke of the Torah, or it was the yoke of commandments. And then not just the Ten Commandments, but 613 commandments that they, the scribes and Pharisees, have laid upon the people. And these were very heavy burdens that the people could barely carry, if they could carry them at all. But Christ says, take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Well then, how do we take Christ's yoke upon us? This takes me to my second point, learning it of him. Learning it of him. How do we put that spiritual yoke and harness upon us? Or if you will, how do we put that spiritual backpack on us and make good use of it? How do we do this? Well, let's listen carefully. It is very simply stated, really. It is done by looking to Christ, by looking to him in faith, particularly, and by looking to him and then learning from him. That's what he says here in our text, doesn't he? This is why he says here, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Well, what is it then that we can learn of Christ? Well, he adds that to it as well. For he says, for, that means, here it is, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. In other words, by looking to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, you will learn to want to become more and more Christ-like, you see. And you pray then also that he will make you more like him. And as you become more and more Christ-like, you will have taken his yoke upon you. Well, here's another question. What does it mean then to be Christ-like? Well, it says here in our text, it means to be gentle and lowly in heart. Now, to explain these two words, let me first put it in the negative sense, just for clarification. It is not Christ-like, dear people, to always insist on your rights, and if your rights are infringed upon, to take action of some sort. That's not Christ-like. Or to resort to violence. That's not Christ-like at all. That's not being like Christ. That's not being gentle. Also, it is not Christ-like to be proud and to be haughty, and to think that you're just a little bit better than the other one. And if the others threaten that they appear to be better than you, you turn hateful and you turn spiteful toward. That's not Christ-like, is it? That's not being lowly in heart. And if you are that way, my friend, and if your tendency is to go in that direction, you have not taken upon yourself the yoke of Christ. As a consequence, the baggage that you have to carry in this life will become very, very burdensome. In fact, it may even come to the point where it will be impossible to bear. Now, some of us, we may not have learned from Christ yet to be gentle and lowly in heart. As a consequence, you have found life to be rather hard, burdensome, uncomfortable, unpleasant. You want to lash out at other people who seem to be doing okay. Your journey through life is unnecessarily difficult journey. And therefore, I urge you this hour, turn to Christ. Turn to Christ. Look to Christ. Learn of Him to be gentle. Learn of Him to be lowly in heart. And ask Him to give you the grace to become more and more like Him. And to experience the riches of being like Him. Ask the Holy Spirit, and isn't that what we are to do? Ask the Holy Spirit to make you like Christ, gentle and lowly in heart. Because you will then also find yourselves harnessed into a yoke that is easy to bear, and that is light, even as Christ says here in our text, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." Now, let me then also, having spoken of it in a negative way, speak of it in a positive way. Being Christ-like, obviously, is being gentle and being lowly in heart. But what does it mean then to be gentle? The word used here literally means listening to what others have to say, respecting their opinions and their take on things. Respecting them forward. It means allowing others to be right and for you to respect that right. That's being gentle, you see. Even to the point where you will not complain when others do you wrong. The Apostle Peter, you see, he equates gentleness with a quiet spirit. It is a spirit that knows when to speak and when to be silent. Again, the Apostle Peter praises, for instance, the godly wife, for instance, for this sort of a spirit. And he speaks of it in 1 Peter 3 and verse 4 about the incomparable or the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Now, here's one example of what it means to be Christ-like, you see. And our Lord Jesus Christ, He displayed that sort of gentleness so well during His days on earth, especially during His deep sufferings. We are told, for instance, in Isaiah 53:7, that He was oppressed and He was afflicted. Yet He opened not His mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before His shearers is silent, so He opened not His mouth. You see, Christ was gentle to the point of allowing others to put Him on the cross to die. And now He wants you and me to be gentle so that we can get through life. And then, well, what about being lowly in heart? This is what the Apostle Paul spoke of as well in Philippians 2 and verse 3. There he says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind," or you could also say lowliness of heart, "let each esteem others better than themselves." Lowly in heart, you see. This means to value the gifts and the talents that God has given to others and appreciate them for that. The talent of singing, the talent of being able to play musical instruments, the talent of listening to those who are in need of speaking about their burdens, the talents of giving advice, the talents that the Lord God has given to us, you see. Lowly in heart. C.H. Spurgeon, he has a wonderful thing to say about that. He says, it means, I am willing to receive the lowest and the poorest among you, the most obscure, despised, and ignorant. I welcome to Christ's salvation. That's lowly in heart, you see. Now, dear people, we need this sort of thing, don't we? We need to be lowly in heart, because it will make us not only more like brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, but it will also help us build each other up in the faith. It will help us becoming more evangelical and being able to reach out to others. It will make us more attractive. It will make us more like we want to share the gospel with others. Even as it is said in the Psalms, come, let me tell you what the Lord has done to my soul. Older people amongst us, it's so great to see at the table of the Lord, but can you speak to the younger generation about what the Lord has done to your soul? That's evangelism. That's speaking well of Christ. We need to do that. That's part of being lowly in heart. Now, as we have come away from the table of the Lord today, dear brothers and sisters, would you not want to be more Christ-like in being gentle and being lowly in heart? Would you not want to have that particular yoke of Christ upon you, which will make carrying your baggage so much easier? Because he says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Isn't that the way to get through life? Isn't that the way that we must journey through life? Well then, let me finish with this, benefiting from it. You see, there is a benefit in taking Christ's yoke upon you, besides what you have heard already. There's a great benefit. Because if you take Christ's yoke upon you, he promises something as well. And that takes us right back to what we spoke of this morning and also this afternoon at the table. And you will find rest for your souls. Now, Christ says, and let me just bring it together for a moment, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 28. And I trust, therefore, that he has given you some of that rest at the table of the Lord and following it. But now, as you journey on again with the yoke upon your shoulders, with the burdens that are with you, you will want some rest every once in a while, don't you? Even as the journey must go on. Well, Christ promises you that sort of rest, you see. And that word rest can be interpreted here as being refreshed, encouraged, reinvigorated. It's like a pause, like an oasis. This is the benefit, you see, that you may have as you take up Christ's yoke. You will not only be able to carry the baggage better and bear the burden easier, but you will also find times of rest, times of refreshment, spiritual rest, you see, spiritual refreshment. You will find rest for your body and soul, rest for your soul. What a blessing it is, dear people, when you have experienced that rest of the soul. That spiritual self, you see, needs rest as well, and be refreshed. Then the baggage that you have to carry with you in this life may indeed be very much, very heavy at times. Then the burdens that you have to bear, maybe many burdens. But with the help of the yoke of Christ and those occasional pauses, those occasional rests, you will find that the journey through life is not only possible, but even pleasant, in the anticipation of a greater rest, as we spoke of at the table of the Lord briefly. And so, to all who have celebrated the Lord's Supper today, to all who have confessed to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and have a personal relationship with Him, young or old, member or guest, here's the call of Christ to you again, as you may hear it from His own mouth. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for the yoke that He is offering us, and that He is the example of how to carry it, and that He also promises us wonderful benefits. With all that, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to make our journey through life easier, more comfortable, even enjoyable. And then, when we arrive at the end of our journey, we may know that Christ will be there to gently pull up the yoke from off your shoulders. Take the baggage and all the burdens away from you, and He will set it aside permanently, right away from us altogether. And He will say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." And that for perfect, unending rest, not a pause, but a Sabbath rest. Well, may all of us find that sort of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to be something that we may have through His gracious gift. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. May all of us find that faith and that yoke and go on from here to the praise of our great and marvelous Savior. Amen.